You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Sunderland did look dreadful last weekend, but these prices, Derek, they're not too far away from the prices last weekend when Southampton were at home against Bournemouth.
Yeah.
And it's worth remembering that in that game against Everton, it was 2-2 after 55 minutes, and then that Coates own goal completely killed off Sunderland.
Yeah.
Southampton have been good this season. I just think the prices aren't... I thought Southampton might be even money for this game.
Yeah, well, they've been overrated like for all season and before that, Southampton. I've watched them, and I don't know how they get results, but they do. You know, it's a lot. I can't remember the last time they lost. So I suppose the bookies are right to keep them on their side. But there's something not right about these odds. Yeah, I know Sunderland were absolutely atrocious last week, defending anyway. I did catch that 15-minute break just after, you know, around the half-time mark when they came back at Everton. It was 2-2, and you thought, if there's going to be a winner here, it's going to be Sunderland. They looked a much better side for a short spell against Everton until they started leaking goals. Before that, remember, they'd given Newcastle a bit of a pacing in the second half of that game. Yeah, the bang average Sunderland. They're as average as Aston Villa, and they probably will go down in my eyes. I don't think, you know, Hippo Head will save them. But they are going to win a game every now and again in the Premier League, because they've done that season after season. And 4-1 at home against a Southampton side who are no world beaters. The odds are wrong. Yeah, I agree with you, Dave. I've got to back Sunderland here at 4-1.
Sunderland draw no bet, by the way, in the market at 12-5. And even though Southampton's run is good at the moment, Lee, you've got to look at that away form. They are unbeaten in their last five away from home, but they've drawn four of those.
That'll do.
Yeah, I know.
Hard to beat.
They've only won one of twelve.
Very hard to beat. That's it.
Away from home in the Premier League.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they'll necessarily go there and beat Sunderland out of sight, but very, very difficult team to break down. The thing about Southampton, and the more I see them, the more I get this, is that they're incredibly well organised. I watched that Liverpool game, and I thought they never really pushed the boat out until they had to get a goal. You look at the game last week, it was a really weird game against Bournemouth. They looked very, very good in the first half. It was like they said, at half-time, I've got two goals. Sit on this. Let's practice just keeping them out. They just didn't give Bournemouth huffed and puffed and a right old go at it. It was almost like they said, look, we'll just control this now. And I think they'll be very hard for a Sunderland team lacking in confidence to break down. I don't see why Sunderland, and I know they've beat Newcastle, brilliant, but you know, we've seen time and again how they can get themselves up for games like that. And they were against 10 men for 45 minutes, of course, remember, when all the goals, or two of the three goals came after the penalty on the stroke of half-time. So I don't see Sunderland having enough to beat Southampton here. There's a reason why they're that price. And I think it's because they're not quite good enough to win the game. And the traders are trying to tempt like people like you two in. And it's clearly working.
That was quite disparaging, wasn't it, Derek?
And me. One of the things about the team news here, Sam Allardyce obviously is changing formation week in, week out. I was reading this thing about what he's got, you know, a few players out in defence, but the Black Cats boss has plenty of options in attacking positions around the strikers. Here are his options: Adam Johnson, Jermaine Lentz, Jordi Gomez, Ola Toivonen, and Fabio Barini. I mean, come on. I mean, what? All right. Oh, yeah, he's got loads of options. None of them are very good. He's just got loads of options. One thing for Southampton to be aware of, though, Wanyama's banned, and he's been an ever-present this season. He's been an excellent player for them as well. So, you know, how they replace him, it looks like Oriol Romeu will come in that holding midfield role, which is very important for Southampton because that's what controls everything for them. You know, they managed to keep the defence tight by making sure they've got that kind of four-man defence and a midfielder sat in front. So it's going to be interesting how they replace him. But look, Southampton won't go mad. They'll just wait for Sunderland to make mistakes. And let's not forget, they were one of the first teams to benefit from Sunderland making mistakes. We saw the first of the Sunderland capitulations when they went to St Mary's, remember, October last year, 8-0. So this fixture, I think, will give them some heebie-jeebies.
Okay. So you're going with Southampton to win?
I'm going to go with the draw, 11-5.
Oh, you're going with the draw, 11-5?
Yeah. I don't think... Odds on, it's just, you know, they won't try hard enough to do it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.